views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. You're with Sky and Artie.
Hey, everybody.
The famous, national, wonderful psychics and mediums that we are. Superstar.
Super medium.
We are too humble, I tell you. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not talking so much tonight, folks. No, seriously, I'm not talking so much tonight because of my throat. I'm suffering with allergies like you have no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
And I'm a psychic, and I had no idea.
See that? That's how bad it is.
I'm telling you.
It feels like my throat is so gravelly, and my nose is all stuffy, and I'm having this all the time. And that's why I'm not talking as much as I usually do. So excuse me today, guys. And if I do talk, you're going to hear like gravel tooth.
No, but a lot of people like that gravelly. You know, some people sound really sexy when they're sick.
I know.
Because they have that.
I
raspy
know.
Voice.
Yeah.
And then when some people get colds and it's like, wow, I like that.
Am I one of those people?
And they go,
Am I one of those people?
I don't think I've heard. I think maybe once I've heard you
sick.
with like a sexy, sick voice.
Yeah.
And not like talking dirty.
No, I know. I don't talk dirty.
Not talking dirty.
I look like Doyle. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hello.
On the radio. On the radio. Radio.
Yeah. Video killed a radio star. There you go. But
we have the perfect faces for radio.
Yes, we do. We have the perfect look. We have the perfect look.
Oh, God.
Topic was about
our topic
is about learning to take care of yourself.
Yes.
That is a very, very big time necessity.
A trait that every parent, as much as it might hurt you, and as much as you see your child struggling and you want to run to their aid, and the best thing you can do is just let them fend for themselves and teach them how to think outside the box, because when you teach them how to think outside the box, they'll always be able to problem solve for themselves. But if they come to you and run to you, I need help, mommy, help me, daddy, oh my God, they're never going to be able to help themselves because you haven't given them the luxury of learning and thinking out of the box. You get that? Am I right?
You're right. Of course you're right. Who am I to argue with you?
Not when I have allergies.
That's right. Don't cough on me, breathe on me, spit on me, please don't. Of course, I agree. I tell you.
Why are you sitting across the room?
With a mask on?
Yeah. And scrubs.
There you go. Don't take it personal.
You have condoms on your shoes.
There you go. They're called galoshes, all right? Leave me alone.
Oh, gee.
No, but it really is. It's so important. A lot of people forget to take care of themselves while they're taking care of everybody else. And they lose themselves in the shuffle of life. And they go from work to home, or they go from they wake up, they get ready to go to work, they work all day, they come home, they're tired, they end up cooking dinner, they clean a little bit, and then they go to sleep. Maybe watch a little TV, maybe if they're lucky, and then start the whole routine over again.
And you want to know something? That's exactly my life that you explained. However, when I'm ready to go to sleep, it's for 15 minutes, then I wake up and I'm up the whole night.
There you go. And a lot of people are like that. And a lot of people are burning the candle at both ends. And they're up throughout the whole entire day. And half the night, they can't even sleep that well.
I can't sleep. And I'm not tired. And that's the point.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is right.
And I run on very little sleep myself. I do. I run on very little sleep.
I don't know if that's like a medium thing or what.
I want to know something when with Charity. You know, Charity's my wife. When Charity is lying.
And she's a love, may I add.
And when we are lying next to each other, you know, when we go to bed, you know, she at times says, Artie, your energy is like too much. And it's like my body gives off so much heat. It does.
Too.
It gives off a tremendous amount of heat. And she's not the first one. Like in my previous relationship, the same thing is like, whoa, back off. You're giving off way too much heat.
Yeah.
And I told you I'm hot, baby. When I tell you I'm hot in bed, I'm really hot, baby.
But we were thinking in a different manner.
In a different manner. No. And, but like I said, a lot of people, they burn the candle at both ends and they're so worried about everybody else's life and keeping everybody else's life balanced, which is a nice thing. Don't get me wrong.
It has its place.
And it has its place. But it's also, it's very unbalanced that a lot of people do, that a lot of people are guilty of, very unbalanced about taking care of everyone else's life and not taking care of yourself and allowing yourself not to feel guilty. That when you finally do have time for yourself, that you don't feel like you have to clean the house, you have to, you know, do something for somebody.
Yes.
But just give yourself your own peace of mind.
Yes.
And like you were saying, so tell me the, some of the things that you love to do with, you know, on your time off.
Well, I love to paint. Okay. I'm an artist, and I told you, I think a couple of weeks ago, that I'm starting to get back into that.
Back into your mojo with
with my painting.
So when are you painting at night? Are you painting during the day?
Because I don't sleep, I like to paint at night, and it's nice and peaceful, and I do get a lot of energy. And before I always start a painting, believe it or not, and this is so funny, I call in all the masters, like Michelangelo. I call
to bring their talents.
Yes, Da Vinci. All the great masters, Van Gogh,
and half her paintings when she paints people, they're missing an ear.
Yeah.
It's like why do I keep on not I'm only painting one ear. Why is that?
And I ask
I gotta
for their
stop
guidance.
Calling in that one guy.
I ask for their guidance. I really do. And when I'm stuck, because you know, I don't really have I'm not here having formal training, but when I'm stuck and I just close my eyes and I focus on what I'm doing and thinking of doing, I actually become unstuck and know which way to go. In fact, I painted a Greek god with a tremendous horse behind him, and he was holding the reins. You see that picture in my living room?
No, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure how I was going to make those reins. So what I did was I painted a leather braided rein, and I left the bottoms of each rein as a loose leather strap.
Right. Okay.
And it's a Greek god, and this horse is magnificent. In the Lakota traditions, the horse means a lot.
When you are painting, is this something you're looking at? Is this something just out of the top of your
head?
Out
of my head.
Oh, so you do it freestyle.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's all freestyle.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
There was this autistic kid who was on 60 Minutes. I'll never forget this, ever. The kid was in a window, and he was looking away, talking with the interviewer of 60 Minutes. It might have been Maury, whatever
Povich.
His name. No, not Maury Povich. Maury, somebody else. And he was talking with him, and he said, "You have like, not only are you very artistic, but you have a photogenic memory." And he goes, "Yeah, I do." And so he looked at this through this window at this very detailed monument. Detailed monument. He looked at it for all of maybe, kid you not, 7 to 10 seconds, and he went down and started drawing.
Is that amazing?
In detail of every detail of everything there.
Wow.
From one look for 7 to 10 seconds. And that is like I'll never forget that.
So many gifts that God's given people. They're remarkable. remarkable gifts that God's given.
Yeah, and a lot of autistic people, because their brain is functioning at such a different wavelength.
What'd you say?
Yeah. You know, and it's like
7 o'clock, Wapner, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. What's it? The Rain Man.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman from The Rain Man. Okay. That was a great.
Was that a great
show?
Movie.
Oh my God.
Did he win an Academy Award for that? He should have.
I assume he did. I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, come on. He was the greatest Rain Man ever.
Oh my God. It's amazing. But yeah, it's just weird how God works, where people are so blessed with talent, musically or otherwise, but yet they're so eccentric in their other world. Like they don't dress normally.
Right.
They don't talk normally. They don't function normally. You know, they might have like all these problems or issues in life, but yet when it comes to their talent, they're like way above and beyond this galaxy.
And I bet you've never heard me play piano. I've never had a lesson in my life.
Really?
Yes. I just can sit by the piano and create a song.
Really?
Yes.
I play this song and I never took a lesson, and it's called I Wish I Had a Grasshopper. And then I just put my hands up and down. And my neighbor and I have been playing this since we were kids.
I love it.
And
so you have a natural talent. What do I love to do? I hate cooking.
Really?
Yes, I hate to cook.
Oh, wow.
I used to love to cook in my heyday, but now I don't like to cook anymore.
Since when?
Let's see.
Was it before or after Michael? Or?
That was before.
Oh, okay. Way before. So that, okay.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I love baking.
Yeah.
I love to bake.
Really?
And I love to decorate the bake cake.
Oh, okay. Because that involves creativity and stuff.
My biggest passion in the whole wide world is my mediumship.
Oh, of course.
That is my number one all-time favorite. If I had to give up everything else as far as artistic traits, I would give up everything to keep my mediumship.
Yeah, no, to have my ability of...
Except my family. You know, that's the only thing. I mean, I'm talking about...
No, we're talking personal traits.
Yeah, personal traits. And I love driving, believe it or not. When I'm driving, I go into a trance.
Oh, so do I.
Do you?
Oh, I do a lot of readings while I'm driving.
Yeah.
I do. I'm the first to admit.
I believe it.
We have to go to a commercial break now.
Already?
Yeah. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to have more stuff after this commercial. And I want you to give us a call at 800-930-2819 if you wish to get a free mini reading from us. So stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WBLQ.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the Age of Jive.
Let me just read that. All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers, and we are so happy that you took the time out to share with us. And so this segment is about, this part is about learning to take care of yourself while you're taking care of everybody else's needs, while you're taking care of all your responsibilities.
Yes.
And
you know what? May I
go ahead.
May I interrupt you for a moment? I feel as though you cannot be the best you can be to other people unless you're the best you can be to yourself.
Right. I 100% agree with that.
And I feel as though you need at some point of the month to pamper yourself in some way. You know, I go get my nails done. I get my hair done. It's cheap. It's not like these are extravagant things that I'm doing. It's not. But when I come out of the salon and my nails look nice and my hair looks good, I feel so much better about myself and I feel so much better about everybody around me. And I know I could be the best that I can be. And it's so important for you guys to love yourselves enough to take that time and to give yourself that little bit of extra pampering. Oh, that little bit of pampering. How about I have a jacuzzi tub in my bathroom. I put on my aromatherapy. I dim the lights and I just sit there with beautiful music. I usually listen to Mozart and I light my candles and with my aromatherapy and I just lay there. And the rejuvenation I feel when I come out is like, it's priceless and it's free. It's totally priceless. How about you, baby?
I feel also just by you just taking time out. So, because, you know, even a few pennies could hurt somebody. And I understand it because sometimes people are living paycheck to paycheck and they could barely afford the bills and whatnot. And I hear a few people in my mind saying, yes, yes, so true.
Yes.
You know, even if it's just you.
Do it just, to yourself.
No, but when you're just in your room by yourself and watching a good movie, put in, you know, Netflix, put in just to see a good movie and just to take that time out for yourself where you're not to be bothered. If you go to Barnes & Noble and just go there and just start reading a good book and you could sit you know, at the Starbucks or the kitchenette that's usually inside a Starbucks. And that's very relaxing.
Get yourself a nice hot cup of cocoa or coffee or chai tea and just sit there and notice the people that come in around you. And then and go get yourself a book and just bury your head in a book.
You know what? There's this mall, you know, thank God for New Jersey because we have the most malls. We're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Are you serious?
We really are.
I believe it.
New Jersey's in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most malls in the square mileage.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And so, but I love to go to a mall and to sit in the food court, and it's a large food court, and I love to people watch, and I could literally kill 2 hours in a blink just watching other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I'll text, sometimes I'll talk, and I'm just sitting there or just doing nothing and just, you know, picking out on whatever, you know, and it's very relaxing.
We have a mall near us. It's called the Freehold Mall, and they have a carousel in the Freehold Mall. And I love to just sit there and watch the children's expressions on their faces as they go around. And some of the children are petrified. Some of the children are having a blast, and some of the children are trying to escape or climb the horse or climb the pole. But each one is so different. And you see the happiness that's just radiating through these kids. It's so unfortunate, though, that they charge an arm and a leg for parents to put their kids on this thing. Now, if you're a parent that has 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah, it's a small fortune.
Yeah, you have to take a mortgage out.
Yeah,
Why do they do that?
Yeah, they should have some kind of a special rate or something for parents with more kids and stuff like that.
I agree with that.
You know, and it's a shame. Watch, you'd probably have a family come in with 10 kids, and it's not even their kids, though.
Exactly.
And they'll bring in their aunts, their nieces and nephews and friends, and, oh, these are all my children. And it's like, come on, you know, and people try to take advantage of this.
That's true.
Of a situation.
However, when my girls go out together shopping, that's 8 grandchildren right then and there. That's 8 kids.
Yeah.
And they're all traveling together as a locust pack.
Right.
They're locusts. They go into a room. They go into a store. And they come out and there's a cloud of dust behind them.
One of my most favorite times going back in the day was putting my daughter, Rebecca, on the rides. She was the smallest kid of all the kids, and she was the most enthusiastic kid with her smile and her legs, like, just all enthusiastic. And when I tell you, every single parent, all eyes were on Rebecca. And she was just in her own little world and super excited. And, oh, my God, that just melted my heart. And if I could just – I'd pay $10,000 to experience another full day with my daughter at 3, 4 years old.
I really would.
It sounds ridiculous, but, I mean, that day was just – priceless, those days.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, you know, it's like I have to get myself out of it because it's like, you know, I just, oh, my heart.
I even have to see his eyes are welling up. I know it.
So, but it's, those are touching moments, you know, and I have a picture of her that kind of represents that innocence, that fun, that sweetness. And now it's like as they get older, they get caught up in society with their friends, yada, 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 and stuff. So it's like at times, you know, a lot of times, we as parents, we get frustrated with our kids and, you know, what are you doing? Come on. Rather than trying to really appreciate them as kids. And because when it's gone and you can't get that back.
That's right.
And so, you know, oh my God. Oh my God. So,
and you know, something, you should enjoy them at every age.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
But Rebecca happens. I just saw a picture of Rebecca a couple of weeks ago up on your wall in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
She is so beautiful. She looks just like him. She looks just like her father.
And the funny,
she is so beautiful. God bless her.
And the funny thing is, you know, and put it this way, as a parent, I don't have an ego about this as a parent. And I sincerely mean this. She goes, oh yeah, I look just like Aunt Lisa, or I have this of Aunt. So Aunt Lisa is on her mother's side. Everything is on her mother's side because her mother has raised her. You know, I saw her you know, on and off, you know, as she was growing up, you know, as a part-time parent, and I did the best I could. But yeah, but I'll tell you, we had the best of times.
Truth be known, she looks just like him.
She does, and she really has a hard time with that. And
she's beautiful.
And she keeps on telling everybody that, oh yeah, I look just like Aunt Lisa, and I look like this aunt and that uncle and this sister and that blah 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 blah. You know, but and I just let her go with it. I don't try to fight her about it. If that's how you feel, that's how you think, that's fine.
That's fine.
And it was so funny, a true story. I'm in the mall with my daughter, Rebecca. It was actually at the Freehold Mall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a time when she was about 7, 8 years old. And I bumped into a friend of mine who I haven't seen since high school. So we're talking 15, 20 years. And we're reminiscing and having a great time. And he said, you want to know something? Because my daughter used to love to go into all the toy stores, you know, Toys and Hobby and stuff like that. And she used to play around with the little games or the stuffed animals. And I'd be hanging out in the hallway, you know, in the corridor.
Yeah, watching her.
Watching and stuff like that. And my friend, he saw my daughter walk out. And now, mind you, my friend hasn't seen me since high school. And when she walked out, my friend said to me, he says, when I saw your daughter walk out, he says, oh, my God, that kid looks just like Artie Kaufman. And yet he didn't even see me at the time. And it was like literally like maybe a minute later I saw him. And I said, yo, Rick, how's it going? He goes, oh, my God. And I go, oh, this is my girl. He goes, I got to tell you what just happened.
Unbelievable.
And stuff. So.
Well, you know something? There was like 5 or 6 pictures up on the wall of different people. And I pinned her out immediately. I said, oh, that's Rebecca. And she wasn't as old as she is now, but she's got his face. She's his clone. She's his clone.
And while I had her, even though it was just for the weekends, when I had her, you know, she always wanted to bring her friends along.
Of course. They always
and I said, and I said, 100%, I never said no. I don't ever remember saying no. Maybe once or twice because I just wanted to spend time with her. But we would go horseback riding. We would go to the malls. Nice. We would go to the movies. We would go bowling.
We would
go to the beach. We would go out to dinner and lunch. And all her friends wanted to be with us because we're always doing stuff. We even went deep sea fishing like a couple times a year. And it was great.
That is so nice.
It was so much fun. So, but right now, Sky and I, we got to go to a break. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, although I'm just here myself for the moment. And you know what is another good thing for you to do, like when, you know, you want to just have a good quality time where it doesn't cost a dime? Call up old friends or call up relatives who you haven't spoken to in a while, or go to Facebook and you know, reach out to people who you haven't spoken to since you were in grammar school or since back in the day, and you know, allow yourself to reminisce and just to get together. And it's great. It's really good. Also a really fun thing to do is, and it's funny, you know, I know some, my neighbor, Phil Schreiber, you know, he was the father of seven kids. And this is when I was growing up. I was a kid myself, you know, and this is a gentleman who was filled with tremendous amount of wisdom, had integrity up the gazules, and the nicest guy, and filled with so much knowledge about life. It was unbelievable. And he made a very good living in pharmaceuticals. And the funny thing is, as busy as he was, he would take time out and he would take old family photos and he would write funny captions on top of the photos as if those people were thinking that or saying that. Like, he would create all these cartoon character sayings to the picture and based on their facial expressions. And it wasn't like, oh, this is Marlene when she was 13 and we were at grandma's picnic. It was nothing like that boring crap. It was like him saying, oh my God, excuse me, I just farted. Or, oh my God, look at what they're wearing. You know, it's like he would actually create thoughts in their head of what, and it was always funny. And he went from one page to another page to another page. He had like, you know, two or three pictures on each page, and all of them had very, very funny captions to them. And it was great, you know. And these are just one of many, many things, you know, that you can do to be fun and to be creative and to do arts and crafts with your kids. And, you know, it's just, like I said, you don't get those times back. Just walking outdoors and listening to music, you know, put the earphones in and listen to music is very relaxing. Or bicycling and just, again, taking in nature and listening to music. And maybe you don't want to listen to music and just do that. There are times where I just like to go out for drives and I go to the beach or I go to nowhere. Literally, I drive to nowhere and just, you know, I just love to open drive, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. Going to the park, all right, and watching kids play sports is a lot of fun, and seeing the enthusiasm, it's really a great time. Always going out for ice cream is another great time. Whether it be by yourself or whether it be with the kids or whatnot. And what's a really cool thing to do?
How about just taking a walk in a park?
That's what I said. Trail, yeah. Yeah. Sky just stepped out and then she come back. That's exactly.
Guys, I had to take some cough drops medicine because I can't suck on cough drops while I'm speaking, but I had to go take some cough medicine.
You know, there are certain museums that are also for free. Walking around Central Park if you're on the East Coast, you know, if there's a place where there's museums where you could just go for freebies. Look in the newspaper All right, and see or go online and see what your community is offering and find out maybe about street fairs that are going on, which is a lot of fun.
How about museums or art shows or art galleries?
Yeah.
These little villages like Soho, if you don't want to go to the city, you can go to like Red Bank. And they have these beautiful little art galleries that you can visit.
Yeah.
And you see some absolutely phenomenal artwork
from
these up-and-coming artists.
New Hope is known for that. New Hope and Cape May.
Yes.
And going antiquing. You don't even have to buy anything. But
oh, gosh.
Antiquing, going to garage sales, going to estate sales.
You know what? I could not walk into a antique store for many, many, many years. I would be attacked by spirit like crazy.
Wow.
Like crazy. I was actually having anxiety attacks.
Really?
Yes.
Because it was that overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
When was the last time you stepped into one?
Let's see. Maybe 7-8 years ago. Mm. Estate sales also. Prior to the sale, they give you the opportunity to look over the items that they're selling. And sometimes when I go near a piece of furniture, I just freeze because I know there is spirit attached to that. And it's very discouraging, very disheartening, because I feel badly that I'm buying a piece of furniture that had belonged to somebody else that was still so emotionally attached. Mm-hmm. However, I did find an amazing piece that was made by a designer in the Art Deco period at one of these estate sales. I paid like $300 for it. I come home to find out it was like a $9,000 piece of furniture.
Wow.
Yes. And it's in my dining room. And it had no emotional attachment to it.
Wow.
And I stood there and I waited and had nothing. No spirit activity.
I love watching the I forgot the name of the show.
Antique Roadshow.
Antique Roadshow, yeah. Where people, you know, either inherited or bought something for $2.5.
Right.
And it ends up being worth $12,000.
Or $8 million.
Or $8 million, right. And those are the best shows.
I know.
I love watching the pawn stars. You know, with the pawn shops and you know, people are always trying to sell their unusual antiques or their
gizmos that they made.
Oh my
or
God.
They're very
antique-y. A lot of it's antique-y,
yeah.
Whether it be about sports or whether it be about world history or whatnot. And
you know what I want to know? How do they get a hold of those sports rings that belong to the actual sport person, like the football rings? They act and they belong to, let's say, a football star. Not that I know any names or hand, but it actually belonged to a football star. And it's the ring that they get when either they win the
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Or the World Series or something like that.
Or it's a ring that they get for a very momentous year. How the heck do they get their hands on that?
I'll tell you exactly why, because I was getting the answer as you were saying that. A lot of these sports players back in the day, they didn't make a lot of money. They didn't make millions of dollars. They made hundreds of dollars or a few thousand dollars, just enough to keep their, you know, their family going or whatever. You know, it wasn't until just recent years.
$175 million. Did you hear that contract?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the amount of money. But back in the day, you know, because I met one of them. You know, I had a fellow who worked for me when I was doing a promotion one time for this one modeling agency. And there was a fella who was willing to do demonstrations with his wife, and he was the wide receiver of the New York Giants when they won the Super Bowl. And he was showing off his ring. So to me, because, you know, these are people who are still caught in the yesteryears and they're very proud of it. But these people, they probably sold their pieces or whatnot because they didn't have the money or whatever. So, you know, to sell off something so magnificent, but yet when you're that desperate, or God forbid,
accomplishments,
or God forbid if somebody stole it from them.
True.
You know?
Yes.
So, but there's, you know, there's reasons why, you know, things appear or they are the way they are.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't know for sure, but a lot of times people go through hardships or people sell off like beautiful pieces. Oh my God. We're going to go. All right. We're going to go to a commercial break in a little bit. I have an incredibly funny story to share with the audience.
Cool. And then I have a story to share with you about what people can do for no money to feel good.
Yeah. And this has to do with a piece of jewelry and a car, a classic car. I don't know if I told you this before privately, but I'm going to share it with the audience. And oh my God, you're gonna laugh because it's amazing, and I can't wait. And I start to tell everybody now, but we got to go to a commercial break. You want to know something? We're going to go to a commercial break right now, and Sky and I, we're going to be back in just a little bit. But if anybody wants a personal reading from Sky, whether it be, you know, mediumship or a psychic, or, you know, whether it be in person or over the phone, give her a call at 908-500-1474. And my number is 877
Angel 0
to, oh my God. All right, everybody. Stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Love your sexy ways now, baby. You know my love will never stop now, baby. Just put your loving in my box now, baby. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Digital Wave Music.
All right, everybody. I'm glad you hung around, because now I got to tell you my funny story.
I can't wait to hear it.
I think I already told you this, though, but I didn't tell the audience. In my previous marriage, I used to go to this place called Imposters to buy the most incredible jewelry you could ever imagine. When I tell you this jewelry looks so real, you would have to be a professional gemist not to, to know the difference. Whereas to everybody else, it was 100% real looking. And that's all I cared about. I didn't care about, oh, it has to be. I didn't care. Yeah. When I tell you I would buy my wife pieces that looked like I spent $10,000, it's not an understatement.
You never told me this story because I would remember that.
So what happened was I bought my wife, I don't know if it was for her birthday or Christmas or whatever, but I bought her this gorgeous yellow canary ring.
A canary diamond,
yellow, and it had diamond studs on both sides. When I tell you this sucker sparkled, it sparkled. And we went to one of her best friends, who I absolutely adore. We called her Peg because she acted and looked like Peg Bundy.
Oh, God.
And that wasn't her name, but she was always known as Peg. So anyway, her and I had this dynamic chemistry with each other where you would think her and I were the married one because we just like fell over each other and laughed, and we just loved each other to death. And I say this in a very loving, friendly, endearing way. So anyway, she's having this party that anybody would be happy to go to. And she has this big, beautiful house. The music is blasting. Everyone's having a good time. She has a finished basement that walks out to her backyard with a gorgeous built-in pool with Roman statues around the pool. I mean, it's stunning, her house and the decor. It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And she actually won Mrs. New Jersey one of the years back in the day. Yeah, and her personality is as good as her looks. So anyway, so she always calls me her boyfriend, you know, even in front of my wife, which is her best friend. She goes, "This is my boyfriend. I only rent you to him, you know. I only rent him to you." So anyway, so Kathy's wearing this gorgeous ring, my ex-wife, she's wearing this gorgeous ring, and her friend looks at it. She goes, "Oh my God, where did you get that ring?" And she goes, "Oh, Artie got this for me for my birthday, you know." And she didn't tell her that it was fake.
Yeah. Well,
you know, nobody knows. I mean, nobody. Well, now everybody knows, but nobody back in the day. And this is going back many years ago, maybe 10 years ago or whatever. So anyway, so her friend puts it on and she goes, "Oh, Kathy, can I please, let me have it. Oh, I got it. Oh my God." And she's walking around to all her guests all around. And she goes, "Look at what my boyfriend bought me, you know?" And she's saying, "Artie got me this because it was her birthday. That's why everyone was there. And this is what he got me. Oh, I love it. Artie, you're the best. You're the best. Oh my God. I want to keep it. Can I please have, oh my God." And Kathy's saying, "Get out of here, girlfriend. That's my ring, you know?" So she didn't mind her like showing it off to her friends, and she was having fun with it.
Did Kathy know it wasn't real?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. She was, she knew, because she knows where we shop and stuff like that. But one year during Christmas time, I didn't tell her, and I got this gorgeous necklace along with a bracelet, and she didn't realize she thought I got it from a real jewelry store, not realizing it was at Imposters. Oh my God, that's another story in itself, which is, I got to tell at another time, because I'll take up all the time. So anyway, so her husband, and his nickname was Corky. That was his name, Corky. And so, so he sees how much his wife loves this ring.
Oh no.
And he goes to me, he goes, "Artie," he goes, "come here." He goes, "I want to show you something." And so I said, "Okay." And so anyway, he brings me into his garage, and he's got a gorgeous, gorgeous classic car.
Yeah.
That's to die for. I don't even remember like what kind. It was like an old time Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Like in mint condition. And it was gorgeous.
Like a car show, antique car show.
Oh my God. And he said to me, he goes, "Artie, you like that car?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll give you this car for that ring."
O-M-G.
Oh my God. When I said, "Cork," he says, "My wife loves that ring. So, you know," he said, "she loves that ring so much." He goes, "I would love to give that to her."
Oh,
he says, "Would you mind?" And I just said, "Cork," I said, "this is very emotional, this ring. And I had to think, I was talking out of my butt, right? I was talking out of my butthole, I was. And I said, I would love to give you the ring. I said, but there's such an emotional attachment to it. I said, I can't, just for that reason alone. But, you know, on anything else, maybe, but this is like too personal, too emotional. I can't give it up. Yeah. And I love your car. When I tell you I love this car, but if I was a piece of crap,
yeah,
I would say in an instant.
Oh, sure.
The thing that would screw me over, all right, if I was a piece of crap, is that if they went to get insured, appraiser insured, you know, and she would. Can you imagine? Hey, a deal's a deal,
right?
You know. But the bottom line, seriously, if something that beautiful or anything makes you that kind of happy, whether it's real or not, the bottom line is it was sparkling like a brand new one. And what difference does it make? Well, you know, to everyone else, well, yeah, because of the value. But when you don't put a monetary value to it, but it is that gorgeous. You know, it's like owning a Gucci pocketbook. Who cares? It's a Gucci. It looks the same.
So yeah, but it's in the flea market.
So you got it for the flea market for $12 instead of spending $500. Who gives a crap? The bottom line is you have the look, you have the pocketbook, and it was the exact same thing
with the ring.
And when he offered that to me, what I tell you, every ounce of my blood
must have been dying.
Oh, every ounce of my blood rushed from my head to my toes. And it was.
And did you have the devil on one side and the angel on the other?
No, not for one
Were
second.
They beating
you? No, you know why? Because I love these people so much. I could not.
You couldn't do it
I couldn't take advantage. I couldn't take advantage, but I could have had the car of a lifetime for next to nothing. And when I tell you this gorgeous, gorgeous canary ring that, I mean, you would swear that I spent easily $12,000 to $15,000 on this sucker. That's how beautiful and real it looked. And all their pieces were like that. And
where is this place? I got to go see this.
My heart died when the store went out of business.
Oh, no.
It went out of business. And but let me tell you something. I was just over. I was overwhelmed. I just could not believe that he offered me his car for this ring.
Wow, that cost, really love his.
And wife. When I tell you, this ring cost me no more than $150.
Are you serious?
$150.
No,
brand new.
Oh.
It's not like it was pawned or
with
pawned
the box.
With the box and everything else. And I used to buy piece after piece because the pieces were so beautiful.
Yeah.
We used to go in there and say, Kathy, you know, for your birthday, for the, you know, you want this. And I bought her a stunning, which I got to tell you the story next week.
All right.
But I bought her this stunning diamond necklace. It was emeralds and diamonds. And you would think only Hollywood people could afford this. And when I tell you, even my wife was taken by, and she knows that I go to these places. She knows it. And yet for some reason, she thought that I actually, because I didn't tell her right away. I actually put it in a different box because I didn't want to. I wanted just to give her a little.
Jared's. You did Jared's box.
Oh, my God.
That
so,
is so
all funny. Right. So anyway, with that story, and I have a great story for you next week, folks. So you got to stick around. All right, everybody. So listen up from my mouth to God's ears. May God bless you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. And may the angels and the Holy Spirit watch over you and your family. Don't ever stop asking them for favors and to watch over you and to guide you.
Yes, and we want to thank each and every one of you for being such loyal listeners and always tuning into our show to hear our love, our banter, our suggestions,
our craziness and our wisdom.
And we want to thank you for that. And God bless you and your families.
And our wonderful producer, Brian, who always does a great job.
He is amazing, our Brian.
That's right. He always leaves us with great songs. So until next week, everybody.
Thanks for coming. And we'll see you next week.
That's right. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.